Manchin, "It would not bother me if SCOTUS pick is more liberal than me." By Ian Hanchett on January 27, 2022. During an interview with West Virginia Metro News Talkline with Hoppy Kirchhoff on Thursday, Senator Joe Manchin, DWV, said he wouldn't be bothered if President Joe Biden's nominee to replace Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer was more liberal or much more liberal than he is, as long as they are sound in their thought process, has been sound in their disbursement of justice and the rule of law, and have the right disposition to be on the Supreme Court. Manchin said, "Well, first of all, it's not going to change the makeup of the court. The court right now is pretty much a 6-3 court. So, no matter what the philosophical beliefs of this person may be, that's not going to change the decisions or the makeup of it. What you want is someone, forget the philosophical beliefs they may have. It's basically how they have dispersed justice, their record. Have they been outspoken? Have they been fair? Things of that sort, and do they have the disposition?" The main thing about a Supreme Court justice being the highest court in the land, are they able to get along with the other 8 justices? Sit down, even though you might disagree, do you do it in a professional, civil way, coming to a conclusion? This is what we look for in all of our justices. But especially the Supreme Court, do they have the disposition to be able to work with their fellow justices to make good judgment and be able to disperse and use the rule of law as your guide? And that's what I'm looking for. Host Hoppy Kirchhoff then asked, "So, Senator, it would not bother you, it would not bother you if the nominee was more liberal or far more liberal than you?" Manchin responded, "Well, it's not too hard to get more liberal than me. So, it would not bother me having a person who was sound in their thought process, has been sound in their disbursement of justice and the rule of law, just because of their personal beliefs." HTCNN. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter @IanHanchett.